Now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Hey, if you weren't my brothers and wanted to make out with me, would you prefer root beer or bubblegum lips?
Root beer.
Well, for me, this weekend's about finally getting my first real kiss. I'm 4 months behind my schedule, so I'm gonna leave these behind. And put these on.
Are those slightly thicker?
You bet your ass they are.
It is a clip from The Real O'Neills on ABC. And would you believe that the actress involved in that skit is here in studio with us, Jen?
A Kansas City native, BB Wood.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, good morning. It's great to see you and thanks for coming by.
Especially on this terribly stormy... You got pelted with rain out there, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lifelong dream to be on radio, so anything for you guys.
All right, Jen, you're done.
Please, take her. This kid can...
No, really, you can have this spot over here.
She can play the ukulele. She's an actress. She can do everything. Give her this seat. Yes.
How do you feel about conference calls and budgets? You good with that? Because we'll just hand it over right now.
Sounds great.
No problem. That's awesome. Well, tonight... The real, and I suppose you say celebrate or whatever, the Real O'Neills has their season finale.
Season finale tonight, yeah,
and
7:30.
It's awesome. I mean, for an actress to say, wow, this show came to fruition and we had a great first season and here we are.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy. You know, we had such a great time while shooting. It honestly flew by so quickly and we weren't expecting to film the final episode so fast. It was just there and... We had a great time while doing it. It was a little sad, but it was really, really fun. Because, of course, it's the prom episode.
Yeah.
So we were dancing, singing.
You were doing the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Is what you were doing. Mm-hmm. Did you have any idea what that was?
Not at all.
Because you're, what, 14?
That goes back to, like, my prom, okay?
Yeah, exactly. This is 1993 era prom.
Jay Ferguson, who plays my dad in the show, he had to teach me all about that.
Right.
And hopefully I got it down.
That's fun.
That is awesome.
And you guys have already been picked up for season two, though.
Yeah,
right?
we have.
Yeah.
We found out last week or so. So
that's great.
Super excited. Yeah. It's like the best people I could ever imagine working with. So I'm really excited that we get to go back to work.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
So this is so let's go back kind of to the beginning for you. You started off, you're a Kansas City kid.
Mm-hmm.
You talk a lot about going to London and seeing a stage show at the age of three.
I do, yeah. I think I saw Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on the West End. And, my mom loves theater and, she lived in England for a bit during college. So she wanted to take me. And so this was my first time. And, we went to go see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We sat in the first row. They didn't know that we were sitting in the first row. They thought, I was too young for that. But they decided that it'll be fine. So in the middle of the show, the child catcher, who was absolutely terrifying, decided to tap me on the nose with his little sickle and say, "I'll get you, Kitty Witty." So after the show, I was like, "Who was that? I want to do that." So... we waited by the stage door and I talked to him and I was like, "How can I do what you do?" And, he told me to start acting classes. So I came back here and, I think for my fourth birthday, I went to an acting class.
Wow. Wow.
And then you were at Starlight. You were in Cinderella.
Yeah. Like 2009 or something like that.
That's cool.
And just doing different theater camps and just trying to.
Yeah. MTKC was a big part of, I think, my love for theater. I started off with them. They were called MTYP at the time, and they changed their name. So I started that when I was, like, 8.
Hmm.
I did Snow White, so, we're getting the princess theme.
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella, Snow White. I think that really, inspired me to, start acting professionally. I never thought it would, get to this sort of level.
And how does it get to that level? How do you go from Starlight to the New Normal and the Real O'Neills and getting picked up?
We went on a vacation to New York City and, I was like, "Can I take acting classes, like I do here in New York?" And my parents were like, "I'm sure we could find something." So, they signed me up and I went. And it was a Mamma Mia workshop. So, there was some cast members from the Broadway show Mamma Mia. And they taught us some dance moves, and we sang. And there turned out to be an agent there. So when we got home, we got a call, and she asked, you know, if we could have a meeting. And my parents said no. And, you know, she asked again a few months later, and my parents were like, surely nothing will come of it. So let's just say yes so BB can be happy.
Right.
And, you know, she sent me out on a few auditions, and I ended up getting something, and now we're here, I guess. So I was really, really lucky for that to happen.
And does it ever feel, I mean, because you're in the middle of the country, if you look at it, so far removed from New York or Los Angeles, the place where they make all the movies and TV shows and films and everything. So what about being here? Did you ever feel like that was a disadvantage? Or with technology now, could you say, well, you know, we'll jump on Skype or we'll put a tape together and send it out there?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I, you know, started to do more and more shows, it became clear that I didn't have to be in, you know, New York or L.A. Because of technology, I can, you know, work with, you know, acting coaches, or sometimes I've even, you know, Skyped with casting directors or producers from my bedroom, which is really odd, but it's
right.
Great.
That's awesome. Hey, BB Wood is our guest here on the show this morning with Jen and Truda and The Real O'Neills tonight on ABC. So we'll go a couple minutes here. We'll take a break real quick and then we'll come back. So you are, when you had a choice of doing the show, The Real O'Neills, you actually had a decision between another show and The Real O'Neills. Talk about what that decision was.
I did. Well, I don't know what day it was, but on the same day, it was like literally the phone calls that I received were, you know, like 20 minutes in between each other, you know?
Yeah.
I had the first phone call. It was this other show that I was offered, and they were telling me about it. Basically, they, you know, told me like where the character's going to go, what the show's going to be about, and it sounded great. They were lovely. And then Todd Holland and David Windsor, they called me up, who are our producer and creators and directors. And, you know, they just basically told me that, you know, we're going to have a great time on this show. We don't know if we're going to get picked up or not, but we're going to have a really great time. And hopefully our show can, you know, send out a message and say something. And they were just really laid back and lovely, and we talked about other things other than the show, and we sort of got to, you know each other in that phone call. And it was really a no-brainer. I don't know. They just felt right. It's really weird when, you know, you're doing shows and some things just feel right and some don't. But this one really just felt good.
Right. Right. And you feel like now, obviously, you made the right decision.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with this. Either way it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I've made such great friends, you know. It's really important as a cast that you get along. And it's not very common that, you know, a cast gets along as much as we do. So it's really, really nice. We are always hanging out, going to each other's houses, eating. I've never been on a show where, like, almost every single day we eat lunch together.
You hang out with Martha Plimpton. Like, that's your childhood.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with Martha
much.
Plimpton.
It's pretty crazy.
That's pretty great.
On the day of the rap, I asked her about Goonies for the first time. Apparently she doesn't talk about it very much. Because I'm sure so many people ask about it, you know. But she was so kind, and she was telling me all about it. And the slide.
The great slide.
Yeah. Oh, she said it was kind of painful, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because they had to do it multiple times.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome.
Oh, that is fantastic. Can you hang out for a second with us?
Totally.
All right. We're going to have some donuts from Donut Lounge this morning. Our good friends at Donut Lounge in Westport at 4117 Pennsylvania. Yeah. We're going to give you some donuts. And we're going to hang out more with BB Wood coming up here in 1 second on the show. In the meantime, we're going to dance, too. And you over there with the long hair.
And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
In studio with Kansas City native, actress BB Wood. Good morning, BB. Welcome back. Oh, I guess if I actually turned your mic on, that'd be good.
Oh, well, good morning.
Start. I'm not used to the third person in studio.
I feel like we're old friends now. We've been talking for like 30 minutes. I kind of feel like me and BB are best friends. I want to take selfies with her.
Right. She does make friends with all the people that come over there. BB, how old are you?
I am 14.
14. And you play Shannon on The Real O'Neills.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the season finale of the show on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that like, seeing your own face on network television and knowing that the entire country is seeing this at the same time?
It's really weird. I don't actually think about it until after the show, because for some reason when I'm watching the show, it doesn't look or feel like me. So I'm like, oh, right? what a great show. Oh, wait.
That girl's really good.
Yeah. Wow, look at her. That's awesome.
Afterwards, I'm like, oh, shoot. That was me. You know, it's sort of an afterthought. I don't know. It's really surreal and odd, and it's hard to explain and think about.
It's got to be weird if you're just like scrolling through Facebook and all of a sudden the preview like comes up for your season finale and you're like, that's me and that's my show.
It's so weird. Yeah, I get, you know, people tweeting me about it all the time, which is great. We have a lot of fan interaction, and we call like Tuesdays TRO Tuesdays, and they use the hashtags and they tweet us questions, and it's really, really fun, and it's cool that, you know, we have such a, you know, large fan base for a new show. I think that's, you know, really, really cool and great. And you know, Noah, who plays the gay character on our show, Kenny, he, you know, gets like really sweet messages all the time about, you know, how the show helped them. And even I have gotten some, which is really, really great. So I'm just super excited to start a new season in the show tonight. It's going to be great.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because it's kind of heady subject matter for a 14-year-old. I mean, the fact that you have a character on the show who's gay, who comes out to an Irish Catholic family. And there was some, it seems like, just kind of reading back through all the stuff, there was some worry that Catholics may not like the show or appreciate the way that they're shown in the program. And yet then here you are as really a child, a kid, being asked to confront these kinds of things. But you said that you took the show because of the message that it sent. So what was what was your thought process around it?
Well, you know, I thought it was cool that there was a gay character in the show that wasn't basically just focusing on the fact that he was gay. I feel like, you know, maybe there's a lot of shows that it's just about him, you know, or her being gay. And
it goes for easy laughs.
Right.
Yeah, and this
also, a little
also,
bit more deeper than that.
And, you know, a lot of people were complaining that our show wasn't profound enough, but I think what makes our show profound is that we aren't making a big deal out of the fact that he's gay. You know, it's not supposed to be a big deal.
Right, right. And it doesn't throw the religion stuff in your face. It's more of how that family kind of deals with that. And you had Catholic school experience just like we did.
Exactly.
Jen and I are both.
That's another reason that, you know, I love the show is because I thought it was so relatable, you know.
And you were supposed to go to Miege this year.
But
then your show got picked up, and so you have to go to Hollywood and be famous, and that got in the way.
See, I would have been bumped down on the list of famous alum again by B.B. Wood had you actually gone to Miege like I did. So there you go.
Well, luckily, I'll be out there so you can keep your place.
We'll make you an honorary stag. How about
all right,
that?
All right, sounds good.
We'll do that for you.
You've got B.B. I went to high school with Eric Stone Street, so I just make that claim to fame, and then you can have B.B., and we'll be bumped down again.
All right, let's talk about B.B. So what kind of shows, when you're off, when you're not, you know, in production, what do you watch? What kind of stuff are you into?
I like a lot of British television.
No, he's obsessed.
Okay, we're gonna be fast friends now. This is good. This is awesome.
But American television, I really love the Netflix series Daredevil.
Okay.
It's a great, great show. Lately I've been watching a lot of New Girl. But I think my all time favorite show is Freaks and Geeks.
She is my best friend. We just had a conversation about this 2 days ago that we said, if you could bring back a canceled show, what would it be? And I said, Freaks and Geeks was the greatest show ever.
They need to do a reboot.
Yes. And I can see you on there.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Well, conveniently. That would be so much fun.
So what British TV do you get into?
Oh, so much. You know, it's like the simple, like weird things. Escape to the Country, which is, you know, on BBC. Bargain Hunt is a hilarious show.
What is Bargain Hunt?
It's like this guy with weird suits walks around and he pulls out antiques and he has like a red team and a blue team and they have to look for the coolest antiques that will make the most money.
Yeah, I think they did it here with Lara Spencer.
Okay.
From Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Right. So, but, and Lynn Goodman's on a lot of shows like that over there.
Of course, Downton Abbey.
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
Doctor Who.
Right. Right.
All of those shows.
You watch Keeping Up Appearances? That's my favorite British show.
Did you do the Planet Comic Con thing? Do you get into the sci-fi
stuff? I was going to go like a few years ago. I just couldn't make it. I am a huge Marvel fan. I love Marvel and, you know, sci-fi. always been a fan of space.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's funny because what we get from you is that, like, you're doing the prom episode tonight on The Real O'Neills for the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not really remiss about missing out on the high school experience, are you? Are you a little bit, or are you going, look, this is what I've wanted to do, so I'd rather just get into it and go?
Yeah, I think I don't really want to go to high school, honestly. I just, I really, really love what I'm doing now, and I have such a great set teacher, and she teaches me wonderful, wonderful things, you know, and I feel like high school would be a cool experience, but I don't think...
You're not missing anything.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
And I think I would learn more. Maybe I wouldn't be as distracted, you know, if there wasn't so many kids around. So I feel like that's why homeschooling works well for me. I get pretty distracted easily. So I think homeschooling is a good thing for me. So I can focus, have my set teacher there, and we can just power through stuff.
I think you're distracted by the right things. I think you're doing
it
right.
Yeah, no question. No
she
question
allows
about
me,
it.
One question. Like, she'll, you know, talk for a few minutes, and then I get asked one question because I'm always asking questions that I think have to do with the topic, but apparently they don't, as my parents and teachers say. But I think they have to do with the question. But, you know, it's just, you know, thing going rushing through my mind, all the random thoughts. Pick one. Ask it. Apparently it doesn't have to do with the question, but I think it does.
Who cares? You're learning.
BB Wood, do you have to leave? Can you hang out for one more second? You got to go? What's your time look like?
She's literally moving this morning.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Moving.
I know, exactly. Yeah. We don't want to keep you too long. But we're having fun with you.
Yeah.
So we got to take a break. I got to give away, make an instant finalist for $102,000. So we're maybe going to give that away.
Wow.
It'd be awesome.
Have you bought anything big? Really quickly. Sorry, I know we need to go. Like, when you signed a contract, did you go and buy something really big, or have you been smart?
No, I'm not really allowed anything until I'm 18, but yeah. I got...
A good move, Dad, over there.
Yeah, smart.
I got myself a...
Did your dad buy anything nice?
It's all in a trust.
Wait a second, Dad.
It's all in a trust. No one can touch it. It's all in a trust.
Only Dad got a new computer?
But I got myself a guitar. Another.
Oh, cool.
I got a guitar.
Yeah.
Stuff to further your career with, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
BB, it's been great talking to you.
It's
we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
Yeah.
You can be you're our new like super millennial correspondent.
Exactly. And she's got a head back. They're gonna start doing the show again in August. So then you have to check back with us once you guys start filming again and once you have the season premiere.
For sure. Yeah. I should bring out the cast and they could.
Yes, you should.
They'll come visit.
Definitely. Definitely. If you ever pull them to Kansas City, that'd be great. There you go.
Sounds
well,
amazing.
BB, thank you again.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And we'll all be watching the season finale of The Real O'Neills tonight, KNBC Channel 9 and KC.
Yay.
Thanks to Donut Lounge for providing the in-studio treats this morning as well.
A little sugar for you.
4117 Pennsylvania.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.